Hello, and welcome to American Humane Fireside Chat. My name is Monique, and I'll be your coordinator for today's event. Please note, this call is being recorded, and for the duration of the call, your lines will be on listen only. However, you will have the opportunity to ask questions throughout the call. This can be done by pressing star one on your telephone keypad to register your question. If you require assistance at any point, please press star zero, and you'll be connected to an operator. I will now hand you over to your host, Robin Gansert, to begin today's conference. Thank you.
Thank you, Monique. Hello, everyone. This is Robin Gansert, President and CEO for American Humane, and our wonderful operator for today's call, Monique, has a dog and a cat, and we're thrilled that she's an animal lover just like us. So thanks, Monique, for helping us out with today's fireside chat. In fact, this is our third fireside chat in our new series of outreach for our friends of American Humane. President Roosevelt held a series of radio addresses during the 1930s and 40s to bring our great country together during its darkest times and to bring a common sense of purpose to the Depression and World War II. I thought it was a great opportunity for all of us who love animals around the world to recreate these fireside chats, to find a friendly way to bring us all together and share vital information at a time when we may be physically separated, but there's still so much more critical work that needs to be done together to protect the animals. So thank you for joining us for our third Fireside Chat. I am so pleased to share with you that American Humane continues to touch the lives of millions of animals each and every day. And this past week has been especially productive as we dramatically stepped up our efforts to reach out to the most vulnerable animals in our communities right now, including those abandoned in shelters struggling to feed and provide for critically needed medicines and supplies to those animals in their care. Thanks to our nationwide call to action a few short weeks ago issued by American Humane, rescues and shelters across our great country were called upon to work with people in the local communities to foster animals, to bring home what we call the pandemic pet as a quarantine buddy, and allowed so many animals to be fostered and adopted as a result of this call to action. We should all be so pleased and happy by this incredible life-saving and life-enriching outcome. But what isn't so well known, friends, is that other shelters and so many more animals in more isolated areas where there are fewer people and fewer resources are not faring so well. In fact, a recent report, a publication for state and federal government officials, was just released with the help of American Humane and our key contacts around the country in the shelter community. This report stated that rural facilities aren't necessarily seeing the increased interest in adopting and fostering animals that urban shelters have reported, and that the situation is different in each hometown. With lockdowns and restrictions on movement and assembly, and all this is happening at the time that is also the time that shelters always see an increase in the number of animals. The peak of the pandemic coming in so many communities, we fear that there is the worst days coming too for shelter animals. Funding is a key and critical concern right now, so American Humane has really been pushing our message around the Feed the Hungry campaign. One of our good friends wrote us recently from the Grand Strand Humane Society in Myrtle Beach. She told me that her donations have dropped 40%. And she's an incredible friend of American Humane. We've really helped her out over the past few years, in particular by rescuing cats and dogs from Myrtle Beach as they were really ground central for so many hurricanes and bad storms. She told me, "Our medical bills and payroll are the same, so we won't survive long if I can't figure something out. Honestly," she writes me, "I'm just taking things one day at a time." So I'm so thrilled to tell you that today American Humane's released an emergency grant to Grand Strand Humane Society in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, to help relieve her needs today. And to help meet these vital needs, American Humane has launched an incredible national effort, as we've mentioned, Feed the Hungry campaign, and we've been able to issue 13 emergency grants in 1 week. We've identified and begun making grants to shelters in states across the country, from Louisiana to Florida to New Jersey, and applications are coming in every day. For shelters, such support, friends, may mean the difference between life and death, not only for these incredible groups, these institutions that serve animals, but importantly for the animals for whom they are caring for. Anyone interested in helping this critical effort is urged to visit AmericaHumane.org and make a donation. If there was ever a time to help, this is it. One of our friends in Louisiana, Jillian Sergio of Companion Animal Alliance, wrote, COVID-19 is impacting communities everywhere, and Baton Rouge is no different. We know the people of Baton Rouge love their pet, and we want to keep as many pets and owners together as possible. We know that during times of stress and anxiety, there's nothing better than the love and comfort your pet provides. And now's the time we need our pets the most. A special thank you to American Humane for supporting CAA and allowing us to keep families of Baton Rouge together. Well, Jillian, I'm so thrilled we were able to make you that grant, and we hope it does help. It does help keep families together, our four-legged best friends, with their human families in Baton Rouge. And what Jillian doesn't know is that I used to live in Baton Rouge. It's one of my hometowns, and I went to elementary school at Shenandoah Elementary School and Southeastern Junior High, so a big shout-out to my friends in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and a huge virtual hug to Jillian and everyone at Companion Animal Alliance. I'm so thrilled that American Humane was able to help you out, and it's thanks to our donors, our generous friends, and our American Humane community and family that's allowed us to do this, Jillian, and we're sending, again, a huge virtual hug to you. So, again, friends, if you want to help out our Feed the Hungry campaign, visit AmericanHumane.org and learn more about how you can help make more of these gifts happen in our local hometown communities across our great country. Well, friends, as we talked about in last week's fireside chat, this whole pandemic, which has been so heartbreaking for our entire country and indeed the entire world, could have been avoided in the first place if people have cared more for animals and treated them better. In fact, what I have been talking about for the past several weeks is the fact that we, humans, have broken our social contract with animals. Our abysmal global approach to animal welfare, to safety, to ethics, is indeed the root cause of the situation we find ourselves in. And unless we systematically address it through sound, humane programs, we will continue to find ourselves facing pandemic upon pandemic. To be clear, animals are not to blame in this situation. The same cannot be said for the inaction of people and governments who have broken that sacred social contract with animals we share the world with, but have no voice. As the largest certifier of animal welfare in the entire world, American Humane steadfastly believes in independent audits of animal operations and standards set by the world's leading scientists and welfare experts to govern long overdue and needed biosecurity procedures, ensuring both human and animal safety. We are so truly fortunate in the United States to be well ahead of the rest of the world in protecting and ensuring the humane treatment of animals in the wild and on our farms and in our homes. Failing animals in even the most remote parts of the world, though, friends, exposes our entire species to risk, to illness, to death, to economic collapse. And what we are encouraging through our thought leadership at American Humane is that we need to be exporting humane practices, our process of independent oversight, and truly our values of compassion, or we will risk even more deadly pandemics in the years to come. Stay tuned for more from American Humane as we talk about this broken social contract and how we wish to move beyond by really, truly exporting not only democracy, not only values of compassion and kindness, but indeed values of what it is truly to be humane. I want to go back into to what American Humane has been doing, and so much of our conversations have been in just the past few weeks before the pandemic has been about Australia. Do you remember the Australian wildfires? You know, we are really so heartbroken at American Humane about the 1 billion animals that are reported to have been killed and what could only be described as an unbelievable and horrific crisis in Australia. More than 40,000 square miles of the continent have been charred, 13,000 square miles more than that were burned in the Amazon, and 100 times larger than the worst wildfires in the United States history last year in California. Well, American Humane has sent life-saving grants to our incredible partners in Australia, and we even funded the work of 2 veterinarians, wildlife veterinarians, to be boots on the ground representing our voice. And I'm so grateful to our partners. I'm so grateful to our American Humane certified zoos and aquariums that have allowed us to help support life-saving efforts for veterinary care, food, water, life-saving medicines, and essential supplies to the animal victims. That critical care really is today helping place rescued animals in appropriate facilities and returning healthy animals to restored habitats so we can revive those devastated wildlife populations. So stay tuned for more as we continue to work with our colleagues in Australia for that rescue effort. You know, even though we've been dealing with tremendous challenges in Australia, our American Humane Certified Zoos and Aquariums are working all around the world to keep the rich legacy of life on our Earth for the next generation, rescuing, rehabilitating, and releasing thousands of wonderful and critically endangered species that are threatened by what scientists are calling the 6th mass extinction going on right now, with up to 1 million species in danger of disappearing during our children's lifetimes. Well, American Humane has been working on a full-length feature documentary film that will be released this year. I'm so proud to share with you the news that our good friend Helen Mirren, the Academy Award winner and brilliant actor Helen Mirren, has agreed to serve as the narrator. And our team at American Humane has been working on the final edits to this incredible film called Escape from Extinction. So stay tuned soon for the release of Escape from Extinction, a groundbreaking new documentary film that does explore this incredible crisis, the 6th mass extinction. So stay tuned. We'll be sharing more news with you on that very soon. And again, congratulations to everyone on the team and MRB Productions for producing such an incredible documentary. And our sincere gratitude to Helen Mirren for being a partner with us on this important project that will be the voice for so many voiceless animals. Oh, I have good news for you today, Toon friends. Our friends in Spain reported a new birth. Yes, Laura Park in the Canary Islands in Spain. It's been called the best zoo in the entire world and also certified by American Humane. Had a great announcement of a new birth. They welcomed a newborn ring-tailed lemur. Friends, ring-tailed lemurs are so precious. They only live on the island of Madagascar, and their populations have declined by more than 50% in just the last 30 years through mining, logging, and poaching. So that species is now unfortunately endangered. So the birth of this little fellow is indeed good news for this incredible creature and for all of us. It's one of the many, many such stories being told and shared from the leading zoological centers that are keeping so many species alive. So congratulations to Laura Park on the birth of this incredible ring-tailed lemur. It's why it's so important for all of us to support American Humane and Global Humane Certified Zoos and Aquariums. And when we're able to get back out of past our stay-at-home orders, make sure we visit a zoo or an aquarium certified by American Humane. And you can see our list at American Humane website, or you can visit humaneconservation.org. And what I love is that so many of these incredible facilities are providing us online videos and incredible joyous updates about what's happening with their animals, despite the fact that their facilities are closed. So thanks to those incredible zoos and aquariums for their great life-saving and life-enriching work. Well, friends, you know, we also work in the farm space. Farm animals are one of the greatest frontiers in the humane movement. And there's actually 9 billion animals on farms or ranches in the United States today that are being raised in farm production. Those animals deserve demonstrably humane standards for which they can live their lives with a high degree of animal welfare. In fact, that very subject was the reason American Humane was founded way back in 1877. Today, we are working with enlightened farmers and ranchers all across our great land. In fact, we oversee the humane treatment of some 1 billion animals every year in agriculture, more than any other program of its kind in the entire world. And while the pandemic has brought most normal activities to a standstill, it still isn't stopping us from carrying out our vital oversight of these animals. In fact, I'm so proud of our farm team. Using modern technology, we are today instituting virtual audits with expert auditors so that we can see into every aspect of production in real time. It's really a FaceTime for farms. We're using this temporary technology and our other certifications as well to maintain our sacred duty to protect animals in this unprecedented situation. So I'm so grateful to our farmers and ranchers who are American Humane certified for allowing us to come into your farms and your facilities virtually to ensure that those animals are indeed humanely treated. We're so proud to be your partner. We can support the effort to make a kinder world for so many animals by making food choices that are in line with our values and buying from American Humane certified producers. In fact, you can find a list of them at www.humaneheartland.org, and there's also some beautiful recipes there. And if you haven't met me in person, you can certainly tell from over the phone that I am a Southerner. And being from the South, I just have to recommend one of the best recipes for you and your family to try during our stay-at-home orders. I have to recommend the Humane Best Ever Crispy Fried Chicken recipe made with buttermilk batter. It is indeed incredible. But the key ingredient, it is American Humane Certified Chicken. We have many terrific producers who raise their animals humanely, including Springer Mountain Farms, Golden Plump, Foster Farms, Just Bear, Simply Essentials, and Case Farms. In fact, we'll be celebrating our own humane tables with a brand new cookbook that'll come out published by American Humane in 2021. So stay tuned for some incredible humane table recipes in my new cookbook called The Humane Table. So I'm so excited about that. In fact, I think this weekend we're going to try the best ever crispy fried chicken recipe for my family at home. And again, if you want a recipe, visit humaneheartland.org today and enjoy some incredibly delicious and, most importantly, humane recipes while we're all staying isolated and staying at home. And then, friends, also one of our updates from American Humane is our Hollywood program. I am so glad that I've had a little bit more time stay at home to enjoy television with my family and films with my family. And I am so proud to tell you that American Humane certified safety reps were on nearly 1,000 film and television productions in the last year alone, making sure that our animal actors are safe and treated like the stars they truly are. And of those 1,000 productions, seven of those productions ended up taking home Oscars, which is, in our mind, almost as prestigious as winning our coveted No Animals Were Harmed certification. I'm so proud of our work with Hollywood, with the film industry around the globe, and I'm so proud that I can go to our Hollywood website, humanehollywood.org, and see the list of film productions and making sure that my television and my films that I go to and enjoy are indeed ensuring that those animals were protected by looking for that No Animals Were Harmed seal. In fact, I know you can be on the lookout for some incredible productions. 1917 is a great movie. Joker. Our good friend Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood is one of our favorites, too. Marriage Story, Rocket Man, Bombshell, and one of our family favorites, Little Women. These are incredible movies, all that have achieved our prestigious No Animals Were Harmed certification. So while you're staying at home, I encourage you to look for a No Animals Were Harmed seal on your film and entertainment. Those are really good movies, and you can feel really good about watching them. And one of my favorite productions every year is, of course, our own Hero Dog Awards. In fact, our Hero Dog Awards launched just last week. 408 courageous canines were nominated for America's top dog, our top hero dog. These stories will brighten your days, friends. They will inspire you. They'll lift up your heart. Maybe you'll even shed a tear. And you can play a part in choosing America's top dog by voting in the 2020 Hero Dog Awards, which are certainly made possible by our incredible platinum presenting sponsor, Lois Pope Life Foundation, and supported by sponsors American Airlines and the World Pet Association. So please visit these remarkable stories online at herodogawards.org and start voting. One of our nominees is named Axel. Don't you love that as a dog name? And one of our brave veterans in our country adopted Axel, and he shares his story. He said, "I adopted Axel at just 9 weeks old as a companion to help me deal with the after effects of combat from serving in the Marine Corps. We became attached rather quickly. While out in the woods together, I noticed his passion to search for items. After many weeks, I decided to contact a local search and rescue canine team. They did an evaluation and decided Axel had what it takes to be a scent dog. We trained for many months, sharpening our skills together, completing our certification in firearms and explosives detection. In Axel's short period on this earth, he has been a companion, a saving grace to a military veteran, and a search and rescue canine. He continues to impress me daily and one of the most friendly dogs that the community we serve fell in love with. I nominate Axel for the American Hero Dog because not only does he protect the community, but he saved a veteran from the darkness of war. We all have that one dog in our lives, and Axel will forever be that dog embedded in my heart. Because of him, I'm here today, and for that, he deserves this award." Wow! I love those kinds of stories, and these stories are what we need in today's challenging times. There are 408 of these stories on the HeroDogAwards.org site. Please be sure to look, read, bring a couple of tissues with you, vote, and then be sure to tune in to our Hero Dog Awards, which will broadcast this fall on Hallmark Channel, the heart of TV. You won't want to miss it. And friends, I have a military dog update. I know so many of you are so just thrilled with our military working dog program and thrilled with the fact that MWD Milo was one of the dogs that we brought home, and we just paid for his veterinary care just last week. After a lifetime of service in the Air Force as an explosive detection dog, MWD Milo, an 11-year-old German Shepherd, he deserved to retire on U.S. soil. Like so many dogs, MWD Milo served our country with courage, with bravery, with valor. And as a veteran, we want to make sure we brought him home. And we did. You know, MWD has slowed down with age. He had health complications like older dogs face, and he was discharged. And we helped to find an adoptive home for him. In fact, we flew Milo the 11,000 miles last fall from Korea to Dallas to the family of senior airman Christian and his wife, Kara. We also have arranged, like we do with so many war dogs, for ongoing veterinary care to make sure Milo has the happy, healthy, and humane retirement he so deserves after serving our great country. And now he's spending his days lounging on the couch, playing with toys, running around his backyard. So thanks to Kristen and Kara for adopting MWD Milo. And Milo, we're so glad that you got the emergency veterinary care you needed last week. And we're here to make sure that you always get that veterinary care that you so deserve as an American hero. Friends, Milo is doing well. And thanks so much for your support of our MWD program. And as soon as we get beyond this pandemic and as soon as planes will fly again, we will be bringing home MWD Elvis. Yes, Elvis is in Japan. You've heard me talk about him just a few short weeks ago. He needs a ride back, and he's going to be adopted by a forever loving home. And we are committed to bringing MWD Elvis back to the States where he belongs. So stay tuned. We're monitoring his care every single week. And our big hearts go out to you, and a big virtual hug goes out to MWD Elvis today. And as we think about Axel and Milo and the animals, the hero animals in our lives, it's time to take this quiet time, the self-isolation and stay-at-home time, to create our own animal disaster preparation plan. Friends, we're entering the season of storms, hurricane season, tornado season, and I'm hoping that at this quiet time in our lives when we are staying at home, that we'll spend that few extra minutes to prepare for disasters that will happen in storm season. Please do look at the American Humane website for your list of items that you'll need to have prepared to be ready to go, to be able to deploy and to actually get out of a situation if your area is impacted by a natural disaster. We always recommend you have your pet carrier at the ready. You stock your kit with leashes, food, water bottles, 7 to 10 days of food and medications and first aid supplies. And we want to give a big shout out today to our friends at Zoetis Pet Care, because at a moment's notice, they provide our emergency rescue vehicles with medications that allow us to deploy in times of a tornado and a hurricane, allowing us to rescue pets and reunite them with the families. So thank you, Zoetis, and we're getting prepared at American Humane for disaster season. So stay tuned to our website for more updates and, of course, all of our social media platforms. Well, now we're going to close our third Fireside Chat, and just a few closing thoughts. Most of us around the world and here at home are focused on the pandemic, as we should be. However, as you heard in our update, there are so many animals who need our protection 24/7 year-round. As much as we are able to accomplish, we cannot do it alone, which is why I want to thank you, everyone on this call, everyone who's part of our American Humane family and community who've been working with us to help animals in every part of our world. I want to thank our national ambassadors who've been hometown heroes of compassion. I want to thank our governing board of directors led by John Payne for their leadership, their guidance, and their support. I want to thank every single one of our donors who give so generously to allow us to be the voice for animals. Every single one of the partners in our certification programs around the country and around the world, thank you for being humane. Friends, we ask you, please help us spread the word. Our campaigns, our newsletters, our annual impact report are all on our website, and you can help us recruit new humane warriors for our cause, which is now more vital than ever before. Thank you for what you're doing, for what you're continuing to do every day for the cause of animals. And my best wishes to those of you who are celebrating Passover and Easter. These celebrations are so meaningful now during these fearful times when a shadow is truly cast over the land, for their messages of hope, deliverance, and renewal, for which we all long for. I look forward to next week's Fireside Chat. We hopefully have a very special guest join us, so stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, I want to take your questions, and I also want to give you an opportunity as a member of our American Humane community to reach me directly. My email address is robinG, R-O-B-I-N-G, at AmericanHumane.org. Please do feel free to write me, and I'll directly respond to your questions and your concerns and your comments. But today I would like to open it up and turn it over to Monique to open up the call line for any questions that our guest might have.
Sure. And as a reminder, if you'd like to ask a question or make a contribution on today's call, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure your line remains unmuted locally. I will then speak to you individually, take your name, and introduce you into the call. Again, if you'd like to ask a question on today's call, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now. A question has been submitted. Please stand by while I collect the first caller's details.
Thank you.
All right, we have our first question. Our first question comes from the line of Pat McLaughlin. Pat, go ahead with your question.
Robin?
Hi, Pat. I hope you're doing well.
I am. Thank you. I hope you are likewise. Since this is a worldwide pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. The money that the donations that you're asking for, is this money going to stay in the United States, or is this going to be helping animals around the world?
Our Feed the Hungry campaign is just for United States animal shelters and rescue groups. And that's a great question to ask. American Humane does serve animals around the world, but this particular Feed the Hungry campaign is restricted to our rescue and shelter groups to help companion animals in this time of crisis, because we do recognize that so many animal shelters have lost funding. There are no adoption events, and these animals will unfortunately be in line for euthanasia. We want to save lives now. We want to encourage foster homes to be opened up for these animals, to be a relief valve for shelters that are overloaded. And we definitely want to help those animals, the companion animals, right here in the United States. So thank you so much, Pat, for asking that question. And I will tell you right now, our needs far outweigh the contributions for the Feed the Hungry campaign. So anyone that can make a donation, we'd be grateful for that. And we will keep you apprised through all of our social platforms as to the grants and where they've been issued. So thank you, Pat. Great question. And be safe and be well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There are no further questions in the queue. As a final reminder, if you'd like to ask a question on today's call, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad now.
Great. And Frank,
all right,
again.
We have some questions. I'm sorry.
Oh, perfect. Please.
We have some questions submitted, so bear with me while I collect the caller's details.
Great. And friends, while we're waiting for the questions, I again want to encourage you to use my email. Write me, robin.g@americanhumane.org. I welcome your thoughts, your comments, your questions, and certainly, again, on behalf of all of us at American Humane, know how grateful we are for your engagement in our humane mission. Monique? Back to you for a question.
All right, we have our next question. Our next question comes from the line of Barbara Needham. Barbara, go ahead with your question.
Hi,
Barbara.
Robin.
How are you?
Hi. Hey, great job again today. I love these chats. They just are so filled with hope and action that we can take. I'm so proud of what you guys are doing and that we can all help spread the word. And so my question is, I know so many, including my grandkids, are out of school and trying to be homeschooled now. And last week you mentioned an educational program that you've put together that parents can use to help with the education process at homeschooling. Can you please mention that again in case anybody missed it last time, please?
Oh, Barbara, thank you so much for asking about this as well, because we have a new expanded platform on this. You know, American Humane produced the Humane Hero series. It's an elementary, middle, and high school book series that's available for free on Barnes & Noble sites, Amazon sites, and these e-books can all be downloaded for kiddos and grandkids. And what we're going to be doing starting next week is I'm going to be hosting a video series with my puppies, and we're going to be reading and using the curriculum that we've put together with Chicken Soup for the Soul, the elementary school book chapters. So each chapter in Humane Heroes book series will be supplemented with a video with me and Mr. Darcy and Daisy as we read these incredible heartwarming stories, and then we'll be providing links through this video series to the curriculum. And the curriculum is available on chickensoupforthesoul.com/AH. And you can download all the worksheets that align with each of the book chapters for elementary, middle, and high schoolers. And Barbara, I mentioned last week that this curriculum that American Humane is so doggone proud of actually won the Teachers' Choice Awards in 2019 as being their favorite curriculum that teachers around our great country love to use. So I know it's a great way to supplement time, and I'm hoping that these little video book series that we put on next week will be enjoyable, so you can put on a YouTube video and trust that your child's going to get, or your grandkid is going to enjoy a Humane Heroes story, and again, be encouraged to use the matching curriculum through our partners with Chicken Soup for the Soul. Thank you, Barbara, so much for that great question.
Fantastic.
Yes, yes, thank you.
All right, we have one final question in the queue. Our final question comes from the line of Herb Krause. Herb, go ahead with your question.
Hi, Robin.
Hi, Herb. How are you?
Thank you for your wonderful, uplifting conversation today. It's, in a world today when we have so many problems and everything, it's so uplifting to hear all the things that our organization is doing. And as you know, my heart is very special for the military programs, and in honor of the help that's being given to Axel and Elvis, who will soon be on their way, after this session is finished with, if you call me, I will give a nice contribution to help support the efforts that you're doing with those two military combat dogs.
Oh, Herb, thank you. Oh, my goodness. You're leaving me with tears in my eyes on this one. Thank you so much for that, Herb. That's so generous and so much appreciated. We've got to get MWD Elvis back home. And Milo is well now, or, you know, on his path to recovery. And it's due to people like you, Herb, that make this possible. So thank you so much for your kindness, your generosity. And thank you. I know you are a veteran to our country, for our country. And I just want to make sure that everyone on the call knows that Herb Krause served proudly with courage and honor in the Vietnam War. And, Herb, thank you for your service to America.
We miss you, dear. Hope to see you soon.
Miss you, too. Thank you. Well, friends, I have to tell you, I miss my wonderful team at American Humane. We have been interacting virtually. I'm so proud of the staff members who have engaged in professional development programs and animal welfare and nonprofit management. And I'm just so proud of their dedication to serving this incredibly important mission and cause. As you know, American Humane's been around since 1877, our country's oldest national humane organization, and the only one that serves with 4 stars from Charity Navigator, an A on Charity Watch, and indeed 91 cents on every dollar going right to program. And it's, we're able to do that because of the Humane Heroes, these angels that are the staff and colleagues at American Humane. I'm so proud of them, so my gratitude and a shout-out to everyone at American Humane for doing their incredibly good work. I look forward, friends, to speaking with you next week, to having a special guest join us to celebrate our animal cause. Please stay safe. Please be well and be healthy. The animals need us to be well and healthy so we can continue to be their voice fighting for their cause. And, friends, God bless American Humane and God bless America. Looking forward to seeing you next week. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining today's call. You may now disconnect. Hosts, please stay on the line and await further instruction.